Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you good news from around the globe. Before Howard Cooper sold the car dealership that he'd owned for 47 years, he stipulated that all 89 employees must keep their jobs. Workers like Bob Jenkins, a 26-year mechanic, were thrilled, but not as shocked as they were when they handed checks worth tens of thousands of dollars, thank you bonuses, for their years of service. As the ownership officially changes hands this month, Cooper gave his 89 employees quite the generous send-off, $1,000 for each year of service worked at the dealership. "I wanted to thank my employees, and that was a way I could do it," Cooper told AnnArbor.com. "I hope it makes a difference in their lives like they have made in mine. My employees are very important to me and the reason for my success. I know of a couple buyers who would have paid more, but taking care of my employees was important to me." Two pieces of information released recently paint a pretty strong picture for the U.S. economy. A new report by private payroll company ADP shows a significant number of jobs created, 210,000, well ahead of the expected number. Monthly unemployment claims also dropped by 12,000 last month. The labor market is getting better, and while the pace of improvement is nothing great, the direction is clear, said Joel Naroff, president of Naroff Economic Advisors. Contracts to buy previously owned U.S. homes rose to their highest level in more than 2 years in July, an industry group said on Wednesday, suggesting the housing market recovery was gaining traction. The number of contracts signed in July increased 2.4% to the highest level since April 2010. The report was the latest to show momentum in housing market recovery, with gains in home construction and sales and prices. All regions saw monthly increases in home buying activity except for the West, which has now experienced an acute inventory shortage, said NAR Chief Economist Lawrence Yoon. And our top story for today, a German company has installed its first clean energy kiosk in rural Ethiopia powered by rooftop solar panels. The self-contained solar kiosk functions as a small-scale power company for surrounding villages that have no electricity. The large metal roadside booth, which can hold 6 to 8 people inside, is expected to provide enough power for villagers to charge their mobile phones and car batteries, run a computer, and power its own solar fridge. The refrigeration may be the region's only way to keep medication and dairy products chilled. The solar kiosk was designed to go where established businesses have not yet gone. The structure was produced as a kit to be assembled upon arrival at its target location, with lightweight containers easily transportable to remote off-road areas, in extreme cases, on the backs of donkeys. An estimated 1.5 billion people worldwide live in such off-grid locations, 800 million in Africa. Villagers often have to travel for days to reach charging stations for their mobile phones. Solar Kiosk is now looking for business partners and NGOs to help their expansion to areas around the globe in need of clean, sustainable energy. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.